This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Lok Sabha today held discussion on election reforms. Intervening in the discussion, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said special intensive revision, SIR of electoral rolls, were conducted several times during the Congress regime, but now the opposition is raising questions over the exercise. He lauded the country's voting structure, saying that everyone got equal voting rights since independence. He said the election process in the country was being carried out as per the principles laid down by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar.
25 November 1949 को उन्होंने एक वक्तव्य दिया हमारे संविधान सभा में. On the 26th January 1950, we are going to enter into a life of contradiction. In politics, we will have a equality, and in social and economic life, we will have a inequality. In politics, we will be recognizing the principle of one man, one vote, and one value. यही principle है SIR का भी. यही हमारे election reform का आधार है.
Participating in the discussion, Nishikant Dubey of BJP said, BJP does the politics of national interest rather than vote bank politics. Speaking on the election reforms, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of duplicate voters in the electoral rolls. Mr. Gandhi said, reform requires machine-readable voter lists for all parties a month before polling. Several other members, including Manish Tiwari of Congress, Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, Shrikant Shinde of Shiv Sena, also took part in the debate. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that the members who did not get the opportunity to participate in the debate today will get their chance tomorrow. The Speaker adjourned the House for the day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said, Vande Mataram was the mantra that awakened India's cultural nationalism and remains as relevant today as it was during the freedom struggle. Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in the nation's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. The House was adjourned to meet at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to a post on social media by Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella, Mr. Modi said, "When it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India." He added that he expressed happiness to see India being the place where Microsoft will make its largest ever investment. He further said that the youth of the nation will harness this opportunity to innovate and leverage the power of AI for a better planet. Meanwhile, Mr. Nadella thanked Mr. Modi for an inspiring discussion on India's AI opportunity. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar, JDU MP Sanjay Jha, Rashtriya Lok Morcha Chief Upendra Kushwaha, NCP MP Praful Patel and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. During the meeting, various issues, notably ways to further good governance agenda to realize dream of a Viksit Bharat, were discussed. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed IndiGo to reduce its winter schedule to 2025 operations by 10% across sectors, citing significant flight disruptions and the airline's inability to operate the approved schedule efficiently. The centre has disbursed over 4 lakh crore rupees through 21 installments since the inception of the PM Kisan scheme, replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha. Today, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the assistance under transferred to the beneficiaries through direct benefit transfer mode based on the verified data received from the states and union territories on the PM Kisan portal. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 101 runs in the first game of the five-match T20 series at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha tonight. Chasing a target of 176, the visitors were bowled out for 74 runs, with Indian bowlers delivering a disciplined performance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.